Beloved Babaji, I don't want to miss the chance to express my gratitude to you. There has been so many gifts on this amazing trip. I feel very grateful to be here. Everything around you is an opportunity to look at myself and learn. I find no words to express how much I have been experiencing. Yes, Dipani, and it's been perfect that you had your bad butt because it had to slow you down. And sometimes this accident is a blessing in disguise, especially around me, because you needed to slow down. Otherwise, you are in your old pattern. And sometimes we are so in the old pattern that nothing will stop it if not something happens. So this is very good because it's an accident, but it will also go. No, you have to learn from it to have it more slow. And because of your situation, that was totally new, and you feel so helpless and useless, just humping around, you have to look in the world in a different way. Because when the body goes much more slow, the mind has to go more slow also, it's forced to it. That's the whole art of meditation, which is very difficult to do. But for example, in Tai Chi, they move very, very slowly. Because when the body moves slowly, then the mind has to follow. If the body moves unconscious, then the mind can be unconscious. If you are more aware of your movements, then everything will slow down. So if you are not ready to just sit in silent meditation, then something like Tai Chi can be very helpful. Because you are moving, but you are not moving unconscious, you are moving very slow. So it's like you're tricking the mind into going more slow. It has to be with you. That is the whole point of Tai Chi. It's not the exercise, it came from the meditators. They found a way that was in between. Not total action and not total sitting meditation. This was in between. So it's good on the way. So that is why I gave you almost my Tai Chi, a way for you to experience. And then you start observing things in a new way. And you find no words to express how much you have been experiencing. Yeah, because you're coming from a new space. But again, you have to be in a new situation. Otherwise, you're just functioning in the old way. I got very touched to see Babaji excited to be here and wanting to show us his places and telling the stories. I'm only seeing your availability and compassion with us. You always take us to such a beautiful places, outside and inside, showing the potential of my being, bringing me to a timeless space where love overflows and the spirit is radiant. Coming close to you is like a shift into reality in its divinity, and yet so simple, so natural. Thank you, beloved, thank you. Babaji, at one point of this trip, it came strongly the feeling of being useless. First I got a bit lost, also feeling a deconstruction of many ideas about myself. But seeing things as they are, I could only accept it. And from this space I feel totally available. And I feel so very happy whenever I can do anything for you. Thank you for being my master, my beloved, in this sacred journey. I love you in deep respect, yours, Dipani. a deconstruction, no? You see, no, that is the outcome. First it can be hard. And most people, they totally miss that opportunity when things happen, because they are suffering with their own mind. No, you were with me. So your mind, your being, your heart have a different focus. So then it can be a different teaching. And this was the outcome now. Because you had to accept your situation. And you were always reminded of me. So then it changed you. First you were lost and feeling a deconstruction of many ideas about myself. It has to happen. And sometimes I have to do that again and again. Because the habit is so much, even when it's deconstructed, it starts building up again. Because the mind, you are feeling much more safe when you have an idea about yourself, who you are. When everything is deconstructed, then you feel lost. Nobody feels lost if there is not a deeper understanding that this lostness is just good, this lostness is just supposed to happen. You have a higher trust. That's where the trust comes in. If you don't have that trust, that love, that connection, then it's almost certain that you will miss it. You had that connection, so you went through it. Then the deeper side of your being comes forth. A deeper understanding. It's very good to feel lost. Lost in this way, of course. And it's the same thing, this strong feeling of being useless. But everybody is useless in one way, and everybody is capable of so much. But first you have to be able to be useless. That is the same as breaking down, of being lost. Because everybody has an image and everybody wants to. But it's out from the ego, and that has to fall down. Then it's a different kind of grace that comes, a different kind of service, a different kind of doing. Very good. So you see, it was good I told you to go, even if you had to hump around India. What is a little pain, no? It's worth it. What is a little physical pain when your heart can be happy? So this is how it is. Some people, they have a hard time, and some people have a really far out time. You never know how it's going to go. That's life is a mystery. But what is most important is that now you have a good time. And no Vimal, no we're going back now. So now you can just relax. Now you have a nice... And first, everybody is so excited to go, I'll go to India. No, you're all worn out now. You've been with me, I pull you all around India, exhausted you in different ways. No, you're very happy to go back now. That's how it is. We're happy to go, we're happy to go back. And Vimal especially, you have a nice house and everything. Just like me, I'm very happy now I go back, have a hot bath and like that. Very nice. No complaints about my bed, anything. Huh? You see, you have to suffer a little bit, then you appreciate what you have. Oh my God. Even some of these Brazilians, they want to go to Goa, to the beach in Goa. What is that? We have the whole Brazil instead. No, you see now? But what can I do? I have to show you. Then you learn by yourself. This is the only way. And Goa always been a great place for hangout, but it's finished now. Let it be the last time. Too much people here. I was living just down on the beach, and it was the paradise. It was no people, no building, no shacks, nobody. We were 7 people on the beach for the whole season. I was living there for 5 months on the jungle there. It was a total paradise. I was still a teenager living there. It couldn't be anything better. Every day we had one mama. Only one mama came, Lily. She was living here somewhere with the baskets of papaya and banana and her special coconut muffins made of jaggery and coconut. That's all what we needed. Now it's a total disaster. I don't know how they managed to build these constructions there. It's not even legal. Garbage everywhere. Unconscious people everywhere. You really see that the times are changing for the worse. The times should change to the better, then it's nice. That's what I'm doing with you. Times are changing for the better. But when I look around, times are changing for the worse. It must be something wrong. It's no consciousness. Otherwise, if there is consciousness, then things change for the better. That is the sign. And I learned a lot living there in the jungle, I can tell you. All my ideas didn't work anymore. You have to fit in. That's how nature is. If you want to live in the nature, you have to become in tune with the nature. You have to change your ways because nature is much more strong. And that's what I see now. That's exactly what I do with you. You have to let go of your ideas if you want to live with me, if you want to be in tune with something bigger. You have to break down, get lost, be deconstructed. And then something new can be built up, something that you have found out with your own intelligence, your own recognition, your own seeing. The old won't work.